AJ, who had to have more patience, AJ Preller or James Shields, in terms of the whole free agent process?
I guess it's James Shields. I think the last few weeks, I think I got a taste of, you know, what James probably felt all off season long, as we were, you know, every day kind of like, is he going to make his decision now? And then, you know, that day became the next day and the next day. But, you know, obviously, hopefully here at the end, you know, both the Padres and James end up feeling good about things. And I think it was, you know, a good fit.
How hard is it to put a deal like this together from a dollar standpoint, from a creative signing bonus standpoint, from a no-trade clause standpoint? What's your philosophy?
Yeah, I mean, it's always hard. It's hard to find a marriage, hard to find a marriage. Trade matches, and then on a free agent situation, you know, out of the 30 clubs, only one team that signs a player, and especially when you're talking about, you know, big dollars and, you know, multi-year contract and a guy that there's a lot of competition for, it's always a challenging deal. But I think, you know, Ron and Peter and Mike D were, you know, very supportive, and they made it known that, you know, we thought, hey, this is a good investment, and James, you know, the market got to a situation where we felt like we wanted to play on it. They were very supportive of what we wanted to do.
From a chemistry standpoint, all his experience helping teams drive to postseason, has that got a real intangible value staple to it?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've talked about it. Getting guys that have been there and done it and played on the big stage, James has done it. I think San Diego got a taste today of, you know, he's got a very energetic, infectious personality. He's a confident guy. We just thought it was a good match with the current starters we have.
Is it strange to ask if this is not only a quality acquisition but an insurance policy acquisition? If Kennedy leaves or if Cashner breaks down, now you've really got another viable guy.
No, I think it's. I think it kind of factored into our equation as far as, you know, as far as the acquisition was that he's going to be, you know, he's one of five stars, but one of four to, you know, that are penciled in the rotation. None of the guys have to be the one guy or the two guy. You know, we have a bunch of guys we feel like could pitch in that one to four holes. And you're always looking for long-term planning, and obviously we made a decision with James that, you know, we feel like he's going to fit, you know, both now and over the next 4 years. So you're always kind of looking to, you got to have starters, you got to have starter depth, and he fits in pretty well there for us.
Final question: when you look at this whole makeup of this roster now, was the Matt Kemp acquisition the most critical one because it showed the world and other players you were really serious about fixing this, and that you could trade for him, which then opened the door to free agency?
I think they, you know, all the acquisitions, I think they all kind of had their roles and their time and place, but I think the Kemp one definitely got us going down a certain path, and I think it kind of led us, you know, in a certain direction that we were searching for in the beginning of the off season. So yeah, I do think it was, you know, that was kind of the building block, the start of the, you know, start of the off season for us.
15 established pitchers on the staff for 11 spots. That's some traffic jam.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think Buddy and Darren are going to have their hands full in spring training sorting through. But I mean, everybody that's following baseball, you know, you need a lot of arms, and I think we feel like
it indicates
right now.